You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
the
Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Let me tell you something about the devil. The devil knows exactly what you like. And so there are times when he will mimic spirit. So if you came to the church and you like to worship like this, he'll actually have somebody to identify with your rhythm and synchronize with your rhythm to get you distracted, focusing on them. Oh, they understand me. They understand me. They see my value. Next thing you know, 3 years later, you don't even accomplish anything. 3 years of no productivity because you got distracted with a compliment.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Spirit of Obstruction. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 19.
The difference between a private door and a secret door. The private door will have private on it. But a secret door, no one knows it's there. I want y'all to think about what I just said. We all know it's a private door because it would say only authorized personnel. What about a secret door, though? That's a chamber that no one knows it unless you know the secret. And some of you have been introduced to secret doors and you're not authorized. Thank you, Lord. Watch what you step into. Satan himself took Jesus to a mountain and showed him all of the kingdoms of the world and said, I will give you power in them and over them if you will only bow down and worship me. And the Lord spoke to me that he's doing the same thing with this generation, taking you up into high places, but you're not authorized. Using your imagination and getting you to be derailed from the purpose of God. This slave girl picked up a spirit of divination. She's in chains, but she can see. She's somebody else's toy, but she can see. She's bound, but she can see. And she makes them rich while she remains poor. And she can't see it. She can see their future, but she can't really see how bound she is. She doesn't see it until she has an encounter with a set man that was grieved over her. And he commanded what was using her to come out. And then he set her free. She stopped seeing now fortune and future. And she can see her reality. I've been in chains all of this time. Somebody else's plaything. Glory to God. They got me off track and used me for their glory. But no more. And many of you in this room need to say no more to the devil. I'm not going to let you use me. No, not one more day. I'm moving back to the things of God. Glory, hallelujah. This spirit of sabotage is subtle. It is subtle. Another word for it is a spirit of divination, as I shared with the church, or ventriloquist. That is, and I have a doll. I started to bring it today. It is a doll that you sit up on your lap. It has no life in it, but the ventriloquist can speak and move its mouth, and you'll begin to think like maybe that thing is speaking. Some of us are being controlled like that, or we're listening to the ventriloquist, the doll that has no life. I think I'm going to bring it next week. I know I'm weird like that, man. I was thinking about it and I went and ordered it and it came in. But if I wish I could have it walk around here, but y'all would really scream in with me. Well, that's what you're following, dead things that are walking. just because it moves his mouth. Bah, 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 bah. You're fine. You're fine. Bah, 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 bah. But you can make, you don't need God. Bah, bah, bah. And you following it? Ah. Say it again. Okay, say it one more time. All right, I will. This spirit of sabotage destroys. That means it devastates, it demolishes and devastates. That's the aim of it. Secondly, it disables. It renders you inoperative. Mr. Adams, I'm sorry I couldn't make it to the movie. I heard it was powerful. Gordon Brown, thank you for being there. Johnny Stevens. We cannot be rendered inoperative. You got too many gifts in you that are dormant. That's what the devil don't want to grow. Oh my God, if we could just unearth what he's already placed in us, no community or facility could hold what's in this room. That's why no sabotage is here. Python is here. It came through a crack to derail you or to stop you as you're moving forward to God. Maybe an attitude. I don't like what the church folks say, but you go everywhere else what you don't like them saying as well, and you stick with it, but you can't handle church when things happen between us. Because the enemy don't want us to work together. Glory to God. Spirit of sabotage. It is subtle. People don't even realize it's there because it's a spirit. It pervades every aspect of our lives. Prevents us from moving forward. Even leads to premature death. Sabotage spirit, obstruction. That's the aim, is to lead us to premature death. Write it down, it's anti-progress. It's anti-what? That means you can be on your way to getting a degree and something interrupted it. Or you could be on your way to ministry and you get distracted. Or on your way to salvation and get hung up. Is there recovery? Absolutely. That's why mercy and grace is so important. But you got to recognize a sabotage spirit, a spirit of obstruction to stop you from succeeding. Another thing, not only is it anti-progress, but it is incapacitating. Incapacitated. So if the enemy, if we're all in a war and the enemy wounds me and you're my partner, are you going to leave me behind enemy lines or are you going to try to help me get to safety? Usually a partner will try to help you get to safety, but the aim of the enemy is to take both of us out. He only has to wound one, and he incapacitates both of us and all of our potential. So remove me from a squad when I'm the leader because you wounded me, and now one of my members has to help me off. Who's going to lead the squad while I'm out? The whole squad now suffers because it has no leadership. Same thing's happening in families. It's also happening in ministries. It's happening around all around us. You get distracted with what you see, but it's the enemy or sabotage that got you off anyway. It comes to ruin a purpose. That's why whatever you join or whatever you connect with, stick with the purpose of it. Stop trying to be innovative with purpose. It's simple, just stick with it. If the purpose of Truth Revealed is changing lives by reforming minds, that we might transform our communities and advance the kingdom, you don't have to add a fifth wheel. Yes. And see, because you got to be real. We got to get this and got to get with that. And we got to, no, just stick with what we have. So you don't get distracted. Ain't no ands or no buts. Just stick with the vision. Lastly, the spirit of sabotage or obstruction comes to ruin our lives. Luke 10, verse 18. It'll be on the screen in a moment. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this. Rejoicing in the fact that demons move back from you is a distraction. Jesus said, don't focus on how many likes or how many people clapped their hands because they were delivered when you showed up, because that can be a distraction. He says, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice. You're supposed to rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, you don't even see your name there. That means you should rejoice in the fact that you have faith. Oh, my God. Stop rejoicing in who likes you here in the earth or who comes alongside of you or who's affirming you, because you don't know what spirit they got. Let me tell you something about the devil. The devil knows exactly what you like. And so there are times when he will mimic spirit. So if you came to the church and you like to worship like this, he'll actually have somebody to identify with your rhythm and synchronize with your rhythm to get you distracted focusing on them. Oh, they understand me. They understand me. They see my value. Next thing you know, 3 years later, you don't even accomplish anything. You're still hanging out with the ventriloquist. 3 years of no productivity because you got distracted with a compliment. Look at verse 19. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. That's dominion. That's the place where he's taking us. So why are we short of it? I'm telling you, we didn't go to pray because a slave girl got us off track. This girl with divination speaking, pumping lies, actually speaking truth, but coming from the wrong spot. Got us, instead of going to pray, we still listening to her. And we got to get back to the prayer meeting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man, Pops preached today. Pops said, y'all late. You late. I'm hurting. I got to get up. Get up. It let you slide in. You don't care about elderly people. You just late. Get over. Let's move. Move. Come on. And get an attitude. These people over there don't love you. I came to church. He didn't even want to get up. That man said, I'm 83. I didn't know it was like that deep. Oh, my God. That's why I'm glad he said it. I'm glad he said it. I've been saying, come to church on time. Come on, stop being in the foyer. But you got people here. It's hard for them to get a back hurt. Oh, my God. Beware of the spirit of obstruction. I want you to look at your life and the patterns that you have. The patterns that are reoccurring. I want you to pray for discernment. Look at the patterns that are reoccurring and then pray for discernment. That you will be able to discern where in your life the spirit of obstruction and sabotage has entered in to wreak havoc, to derail you from your purpose. Then be willing to repent of allowing this spirit access. Even ask God to forgive the sins of your forefathers to break it. Because they open door to sabotage. Sabotage can't come in until the door is opened. Whether you know it or not, you can open a door that will affect generations. That's why we have to pray for our forefathers, the ones that have gone on before us. My father just spoke of his grandfather that I don't know if I've ever met. But my prayers will change from this day. That the blessing of the Lord from him would wreak and work through our bloodline, but any curse would be broken. I want you to mimic and follow the same pattern. Whatever was in his life that wasn't right, thank you for the blood of Jesus correcting that. Because it affects me. Especially if I don't know. Bind every spirit of obstruction in Jesus' name. Every spirit associated with it. Kill them all. Again, I'm not just binding it. I wish I can kill him. I want my enemies to fall. I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about spirits. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And I want them to fall. I want every obstruction, every spirit of obstruction and sabotage to fall, but anything associating it with it, like jealousy and envy. So I bind every spirit. I want you to cover right now your family and your friends, yourself, with the blood of Jesus. When we take communion today, we're going to cover ourselves with the blood. Thank you, Jesus. We're not going to give this spirit access to our children. Glory to God. There are three things that I need to decree over you. The Lord spoke it to me yesterday. Number one, this spirit comes to disrupt. So I'm going to deal with disruptions. Secondly, we need to deal with distractions. And then thirdly, we need to deal with destruction. His ultimate goal when he obstructs you is to destroy you. So the game of this spirit is to disrupt. That means things can be going well and God has a beautiful plan according to Jeremiah 29. I know the thoughts that I have toward you. The enemy wants to disrupt that to make you think God doesn't have good thoughts. Or because you prayed, nothing is supposed to happen. We all have free will. Glory to God. And my father said there are things that he did. It wasn't somebody else. He got into a fast racing car and didn't like to challenge it and ride it, riding down the road at 120 miles an hour. God didn't allow a tire to blow. But he's the one that took it up. And so he's responsible. Guess what? If he died in a car accident, Nick would have died inside of him and me. And you never would have seen a manifestation of Merton. Thank you, Lord. So God was thinking about me when he didn't allow that car to go off the road. And the reason why you're here is God had his hand on that which you produced. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you need to give him glory and praise for that. The Bible said this is how disruption moves. Paul is on his way to pray. The girl comes alongside of him and she followed them. In other words, initially, he's not distracted, but she sticks with it. She sticks. She's dancing. These men are men of the Most High God. First day. These men are men of the Most High God to show us the way of the Lord. Second day. These men are men of the Most High God. She's now associating with them. They're becoming comfortable with her. Fourth day, fifth day, sixth days, for many days until he was disturbed in his spirit. Then he looks at the girl and commands not her, not kill her, but he talks to the spirit that's controlling her. Many of you have had disruptions following you for many years. Look at the patterns. Have you ever been able to finish what you start? You can get the license. Do you finish it? You start a course. Do you stick with it? Or do you give up when it gets hard? Look at it. What's distracting you? Do you have enthusiasm when it comes to prayer, but lose it when it comes to practice? Enthusiasm when it comes to pray about this, but when it happens, you lose your thrust. Glory to God. And the second one is distractions. If she's sick with you long enough, this is what the obstruction says. If I talk to you long enough, you're going to get off the path. That's why some things you got to cut off. There are people around you like Sanballat and Tobiah that don't want you to build a wall. They're constantly trying to distract you. And then the first one is disrupt you and then distract you from building the wall. You got to say, no, devil, no. I'm not going to be distracted or disrupted. I got something that God has called me to do. When you're given an assignment here in the church, can you just work with it? How many of you know small things produce big issues? If you can learn how to keep the small foxes from spoiling the vine, you'll be able to do great things for the Lord. Distractions. So the game is disruption. The genius is distractions. If I can distract you, I can keep moving because you won't be able to aim properly. And many of you are distracted. Many of us are distracted. So I'm preaching, right? And there are people who will say, well, somebody called me on my phone, so I'm going to answer the call while he's preaching. Yeah, I'm going to answer the call. Instead of, you got a voicemail, don't you? Send them to the voicemail. But while the preacher, I'm going to go out there right quick, answer the call. So we have disruption to the message being preached, and then a distraction with a phone call. Next thing, it turned to 20 minutes. While you're out there now, something is being said that will help your life and your family. That's the genius of sabotage. Because if I can disrupt, I can distract. And usually if you're distracted, you'll linger. Entertainment is distraction. See, anything in God is discipleship, right? So you got to be able to deal with boredom. And I hear a lot of grown people talking about how bored they are. But life is boring. You're not supposed to live a perpetual life of excitement. You work for a whole year for 2 weeks off. You work for a whole year to get 2 weeks off. You work 50 weeks to get two off. Unless you're in the military, you get a whole month. That's 12 months, 11 months to get one off. That doesn't seem fair, right? So, well, I know it doesn't seem fair. So I want to be an entrepreneur so I can take all time off. And if you run your business like that, you won't have one. It takes 3 years to get a business off the ground anyway. You got to be the first one there, the last one to leave, and you got the budget. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you all watch reels and see people that made it. And you're going to say, I can make it, but you don't understand the pain that you need to make it. You want to look at Shark Tank. They made it, but you got to look at the pain. You ready to get in the water with the sharks? You ready? You ready for them to say, I want 51% of your business? You had the idea, but I want 51% because I've got the money. You would say, if you don't understand that, they tried to take over my stuff. Bishop is a hijacker. But if I got the money and you got the idea, I should own the business. That's how business works, and you got to understand that. Just because you had an idea doesn't make you leader. It's who has the resources. Who is the investor? Read, look at Shark Tank, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And you won't get your feelings hurt. They took my stuff. You better have capital. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. A man came to me. I want to start a business. What is it? I want to be a funeral director. Okay. Oh, tell me about it. 2 hours. When it was, oh, what do you think? I said, you have no incentive for me. You never talked about what I get for the investment. What percentage would I have if I came in with most of the money at the top end? Would I own 51% or 49%? Or do you want me to be at 10%? He said, wow, I never thought about that. That's why we won't do business. I get distracted, then disrupted. Guess what? You leave out, you don't really hear the message. The enemy, then while you're distracted, you get a call. I got to go home because something happened, and you run across the street without seeing the truck coming. Because the ultimate goal with disruptions is to get you hit in the middle of the road.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Spirit of Obstruction, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2406-0211. That's reference number 2406-0211.
The Atlantic hurricane season has begun and will run through November 30th. Make time to prepare and save money on those much-needed supplies by taking advantage of the 2024 Disaster Preparedness Sales Tax holiday until June 14th and again from August 24th through September 6th. Married and engaged couples, join us for the Marriage Enrichment Hearts Entwined session on Saturday, June 15th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Child care is provided. It's time to become relentless and tag up to God with corporate prayer. Relentless will meet in the sanctuary on Friday, June 21st at 7 p.m. Check out the Truth Revealed mobile app for details on joining virtually. Vacation Bible School Praise Party 2 is scheduled for Monday, July 15th through Friday, July 19th. Use the mobile app to register your children ages 2 through 6th grade. And remember to purchase your t-shirts. Volunteer opportunities are also available for middle and high schoolers, and what a great way to get those community service hours. Check out the mobile app and register today. Join the life-changing Driven group today. Scan the QR code in the foyer to unlock your life's purpose. Small group sessions are starting soon. Reach out to Elder Toby for more details.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.